proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. And on today's program, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The Hebrew name for Deuteronomy is Devarim, which means words. Although the Hebrew name is derived from the first word in the Hebrew text, it's also very appropriate, since the book is composed of sermons, or words, by Moses to the children of Israel just before they enter the land of Canaan. The events of the book occur over a short time, perhaps only 30 days. This week's Torah portion that we're discussing today is part of Moses' first sermon where he recounts Israel's 40 years in the wilderness. Moses' rehearsal of the events of the past 40 years reinforces the collective national history for the new generation of Israel, but with a twist. While the previous book of the Torah gave the history from Israel's viewpoint, Deuteronomy is retelling the same story, but from God's viewpoint. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8, verse 2, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no." First, Moses made clear that God was leading Israel. The word holichacha is translated as this verse as led. It is from the root he lamed kaf shafit, meaning to walk. God was leading Israel along a clear path as noted in the above verse by the use of the Hebrew word haderek, translated as the way. To Israel, they may have felt like they were aimlessly wandering, but they were not. The verse above says God led Israel along a path, bemidbar, literally in the desert. God had them in the exact spot he wanted them, the desert. Today we think of a wilderness or something like Yosemite National Park. Israel spent the 40 years in the Sinai Peninsula and later in the Negev Desert of Israel. Now, if you've ever been to Israel, you know that there are no natural resources there, no trees, food, or water. A desert for sure. Moses goes on to say that God's purpose for Israel in this desert path was threefold: to humble, to prove, and to know. God had Israel in the school of faith. They had to learn to trust him because without faith, we cannot please God. Now, how does God build our faith? Well, through trials. The children of Israel needed to learn humility before God. Faith does not thrive in a heart that is constantly questioning God's motives. As God brings trials to our life, we learn complete dependence upon him, and that is true humility. Verse found in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 illustrates this. "And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." God led Israel along the desert path in order to permit trials in their life that would produce humility and lead to faith. According to verse 3, the main trial that God used was hunger. As already mentioned, in the desert of southern Israel, there are no natural resources like food or water. I have heard many people say that God will never let his children go hungry, but God certainly let the children of Israel suffer from both thirst and hunger. Note, however, that he did not let them starve to death. He fed them with manna and provided water out of the rock, literally streams, in the desert. God purposely allowed unmet physical needs in the lives of the children of Israel in order to produce spiritual fruit, that is, faith. God is greatly concerned with our spiritual growth, and he will allow our physical needs to suffer or even go unmet in order to develop us spiritually. I encourage you to read the biographies of the great heroes of the faith. You will learn to readily see that they suffer great hardships and sometimes death in order to obey God's call upon their life. Now I invite you to tune in next time as we continue our look at God's leading in the desert. Now if you'd like to hear this program or any of our other archived programs, simply visit us at ibjm.org. Now also as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, "Shalu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.